Hello, this is Pastor Howie Maxson from Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. Today I would like us to look at a couple of things in the book of Acts. First of all, in Acts chapter 1, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told Peter and the other disciples that they shall be witnesses to him in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. In Acts chapter 10, Peter, in a very unique vision, gets that message again. And I'd like to read these verses from Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 22. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was and stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." Peter went down and said to the men, "I'm the one you're looking for. Why have you come?" The men replied, "We have come from Cornelius, the centurion. He is a righteous and God-fearing man who is respected by all the Jewish people. A holy angel told him to ask you to come to his house so that he could hear what you have to say." Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. Cornelius, of course, being a Gentile, a Roman centurion, and the Gentiles being looked down upon and with prejudice and sometimes hatred by the Jews that Peter had come from. So here we have a message to Peter and a message to us that reminds us that Jesus is not a builder of walls. He is a breaker of walls and a builder of bridges. And we should be too. There's a saying in our church by a man that's already in heaven who used to say that Christians like to come to church. They come, they sit, they listen, they leave. And that's our typical Sunday morning tradition. But when we leave the walls of the church, we should be reaching out to the world around us. Jesus built bridges, and we should too. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I have been your Mars Hill Radio Pastor of the Day. May God bless you.